The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
We come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognize his presence with us. As God's people we have gathered, let us worship him together. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's good to have you with us. Thank you to all of you who've completed responses for our online survey about returning to church here. More information about what that return will look like on the 13th will be available next Sunday. But in the meantime, it's just to re-emphasise that things cannot be exactly as they were before. So we won't all be able to worship together on a Sunday morning. But there will be three slots throughout the week where everyone will be able to come. We just have to, for the foreseeable future, get into our heads this idea of stretching Sunday so that it will stretch through the week and the same act of worship will be offered three times in a week. As I say, more information to follow next week. This coming week, Faithbook Online starts. So if you fancy coming to explore your faith, coming to think about some of the key questions about who it is we believe in and why we believe in him, then do come along. There's more information on the sheet, on the e-newsletter. But I'd love to see you along if you're able to join me. So we sing the first of our hymns this morning. My song is Love Unknown. What God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, as you love us, help us to love one another. Give to your church a burning zeal and keep us ardent in our spirits. May we ever rejoice in the hope that you have set before us through Christ our living Lord. Amen.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, it must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Or what will it profit them if they gain the whole world, but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of the Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I want you to cast your mind back to when you were a baby. The trouble is you can't, because we don't remember what it was like to be one. So though we might see pictures of ourselves then, and of course we were all beautiful babies, we cannot remember it for ourselves. We get a sense of what it was like to be us when we encounter a baby now, whether it be a baby of our own, a grandchild, or a child of another. And when we see a baby, we see what we went through. We see how a baby knows nothing else apart from its own needs. It's hungry, it cries, it needs changing, it cries, it's feeling that way out, it cries. Babies are entirely dependent on us to meet their needs, and I reckon their needs are all that matter in their world. And then they grow up and come to realize that though they might wish otherwise, they are not the center of the world. For example, they totter off to playgroup or have a sibling and discover that they have to share. Who can forget the toddler looking aghast as someone pinches their brick and then pushing them over to try and get it back? If you think about it, it's pretty cruel, but the child knows no other way, and so they have to learn to share. They must overcome the entirely necessary self-centeredness of being a baby. And that journey continues through our childhood, so that hopefully by the time we get to be an adult, to a lesser or greater extent, we have recognized that the great I am we were when we were born has lessened as we recognize our need of each other. Yet something of these primitive base instincts to survive, to be warm, to be comfortable, to be protect, to feed and be fed, something of them remains. Some of it's necessary. It's good to want to protect and care for yourself and those you love. But unchecked, these feelings can be harmful and distort our view of the world. I reckon we all know there's still a bit of us that's quite selfish, can be cruel, defensive, and protective. A bit of us that's still connected with the toddler in the playgroup, learning to share, stomping our feet when we don't get our own way. Or maybe that's just me. In the last few years, we have, politically at least, become a bit more connected with these primitive instincts. That man Trump has made an art of appealing to them. And before we judge him too much and think we are not like those daft Americans that elected him, something in him should make us uncomfortable, because we know how these primitive instincts lie just beneath the surface in us too. Just think of your instinctive response to some situations when we feel threatened or encounter difference, for example. And yet, we are not them. We are more than them. And part of learning to live well is to know ourselves, to understand what motivates and drives us, to hold those primitive instincts we all have in their proper place, to not relapse to the playgroup, to grow up. And here I think of Jesus growing up, something we do not pay much attention to, because aside from a couple of childhood insights in the Gospels, we've no idea what it looked like for him. Yet if God became one of us as a baby, then he had the same journey to make as us. He had to learn to deal with these feelings too, had to discover what it was to share, had to cope with anger and frustration, had to learn how to integrate all the different factors that make us who we are. In other words, he had to grow up just as we do. And part of the growing up was to recognize the importance of letting go of those primitive instincts. Perhaps something of his journey is reflected in his words for us today, as he speaks of taking up our cross and of losing our life to save it. And in our first reading, St. Paul, in his letter to the followers of Jesus in Rome, gives substance to Jesus' words, inviting them in a world in which we can be so easily drawn back to our primitive desires to hate what is evil and to hold fast to what is good. It seems to me that holding fast to what is good sometimes isn't easy in this life, especially perhaps at the moment. So Paul spells out what it might look like, being generous, hospitable, and even blessing those who curse you. These words, together with many others we find in Scripture, challenge us, move us beyond those primitive needs into a richer and deeper sense of who we can be as human beings. Of course, we get it wrong, we stumble and falter. We get drawn back, and those bits of us that are defensive and selfish and aggressive and unkind reveal themselves often in surprising ways. But we are here this morning because we believe this isn't the way for those of us who try to follow the way of Jesus. In the marriage service, there come words in the preface that are relevant for us today. It speaks of one of the purposes of marriage being for two people to grow to maturity in love. That growing into maturity in marriage and in life is a lifetime's work. It's a daily task as we try to hold fast to what is good when we hear messages that incite evil and hatred. Jesus gave another message, a message of love. A love that was nailed to the cross, but in that ultimate act of letting go, the new life of the resurrection became possible. We try to let go too, as best we can, of that which frustrates God's love at work in us, and live day by day into the way of love, to not meet like with like, but to be generous, hospitable, and even crazy as it might seem, to bless those who curse us. We try daily to hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good. To hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good. And by practicing goodness, each in our own way, we keep a narrative alive based on hope, on love, on welcome, on hospitality, on generosity and prayer, and hopefully, we grow up. We grow up into the people God wants us to be. May that be so for us. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
O give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Let us pray. As we gather together to sing praises to God, we pray for the church throughout the world and for all who call upon the name of the Lord. We pray this week for the United Church of South India and the Most Reverend Dharmaraj Rasalam, moderator of the Church of South India and Bishop of South Kerala. Church this week remembered the beheading of John the Baptist. We pray for all who are called by God to be a voice crying out in the wilderness, particularly those who, like John, preach the good news that those in authority do not want to hear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to human beings. We pray for the earth and all that lives upon it. Help us, O Lord, to be better stewards of your creation, to care for it, nurture it, and not exploit it for our own ends. Forgive us for the times we abuse your world, its resources and its people, and instill in us instead a sense of childlike awe and wonder at the beauties we see around us. We pray for all who work to protect others, especially children. This week we pray for the work of the NSPCC. Give strength to those who see and deal with horrors in their charity work, and bless the children's lives through their efforts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As your servant Paul advised us, to live in harmony with one another. So we pray for those in our community, those we live with and work with. We pray for Matthew and his family, and for all the residents of Carter Mount. Help all of us to live peaceably with each other, rejoicing with those who rejoice, and weeping with those who weep. As the return to school approaches, we pray for parents making difficult decisions about education and safety, and for young people having to adapt to a strange new set of rules and regulations on top of their usual transition to a new school year. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all continuing their recovery from COVID-19, those who are currently infected and those who are still feeling the effects months later. We give thanks for the continuing efforts of medical staff in treating the sick, but also for specialists helping with long-term recovery, particularly for those who've been on ventilators. We pray too for all who are otherwise sick, in mind, body or spirit. From our own parish, we pray for George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Mike Jackson, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, and Margaret Tomlinson. O Lord, be their help and shield. Comfort them in their affliction, and let them feel your healing presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As for mortals, our days are like grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. We remember those who've already tasted death, joined recently by Jean Clemenson, Kenneth Hawksworth, Agnes Howard, Joan Wade, Joan Wilson, and on the anniversary of their death, Alice Tillett, Edward Guy Cox, and John Iles. Gather us all as grapes, mature us into the fine wine of your kingdom, and may we all share in your great feast when the Son of Man comes into his kingdom. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence, using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, throughout this day and week, enliven our minds, inspire our conversations, inform our decisions, and protect those we love. And should today bring what we neither anticipate nor desire, increase our faith and decrease our pride, until we know that when we face the unexpected, we do not stand alone, but in the power of the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him. And speak of all his marvellous works. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose and to praise your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Love of God enfold you, the power of Christ protect you, the leading of the Spirit guide you, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.